All right, let's jump back into the Torah, Torah Nun Vav. And the Rebbe's here because he's really the one with his finger on the pulse, really, really gets what we're going through and why we're going through it. And if we start to listen, and act on what we're hearing from Rabbeinu, then we're able to come to chius and to live with a sense of shlichus, and not just a sense of shlichus, but an actual shlichus b'chol dover, in everything that we are involved in, everything that we're going through. So the first piece of advice the Rebbe gives here on how to access real chius, and how to truly understand what it means to live every day and be able to move forward in Avodas Hashem in a way where we're not killing ourselves and beating ourselves up, is that the way to do that is through Eisek HaTorah. Ki lavo l'arichas yomim hu ayde Eisek HaTorah. That's what the Rebbe says. Because the teva of a person, human nature, is that any thought of potentially moving forward or hearing the concept of growth and moving forward, unless you're like a fresh, hot, bacher, or fresh back from yeshiva or seminary, the concept of moving forward is one that's hand in hand with lachatz and pressure and misa. We just have, it's just a short road to, to what they call burnout. And the reason we're learning Likutei Moran is to come to understand that there's no such thing. And there's a way to do this properly. We have to reset our perspectives, reset our goals, try and understand Be'emes, how to speak to ourselves in a way that moving forward is synonymous with Yeshiva Das and Simcha, and where Chias replaces Misa in our day-to-day attempts at moving forward. And what does it even mean to move forward also? Fine. So the first piece of advice the Rebbe gives is that it's Al Yedei Eisek HaTorah. Why? So now the Rebbe is going to explain. Again, Eisek HaTorah is being busy with Torah and what Torah has to offer, meaning to say with mitzvos. Because as we read ahead and move forward in the Maimer, we see that our entire issue is how we relate to Torah and mitzvos and Avodas Hashem. Because we relate to it in a way that's called Ribayor, where we create a system in our own minds that's based off of a fake concept of Avodas Hashem, fake news about what Hashem wants, because again we're under the shlita of a malik, and we're not in the malchus of the chachmador, the tzaddik ador, who's moishel beskasi al kol ador. And when we are, and we have someone with the true blueprint of what it means to be in Eved Hashem, then we're able to swallow the pill of Eisek HaTorah in a way where we're not just being crushed by the light and the expectations of Avodas Hashem. Where that concept, even Avodas Hashem, is a concept that immediately brings me life and brings me chias, as opposed to like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Avodas Hashem, that's something I like maybe thought about doing 17 years ago, but now I'm like not involved in that stuff. I try and do the little bit that I can, but it's certainly not helping, you know, my inner world, and certainly not giving me and helping me think positively and to see Hashem Yisbarach in a positive light. I just try and avoid that stuff altogether, and then go home and beat myself up about it, you know, in the deep recesses of my heart. But now Avodas Hashem takes on this new, it's wrapped differently when we learn Torah Nun Vav, and when we hear Torah Nun Vav, and we're Mekayim Torah Nun Vav. Because again, Esek HaTorah, or the approach that a person has to Hashem Yisbarach and his Torah, is the problem. That is our problem, is that we feel like we can't do it, and we feel like, holy cow, this is just not working out for me. But again, based on what we were learning earlier, that's because we have destroyed Malchus by locking it into a box of our Ritzonos and what, you know, what the world is supposed to look like, or my world is supposed to look like. You know, and each person has this incredible list of dimyon, and, you know, a list of things that they're doing wrong that they wrote up for themselves because I know things are not working out for me. But when we're mekabel malchus properly, we know Hashem is here. He's manig my life, and He has given me a shlichus that was woven very specifically for me. And Hashem sees me and wants me and created me in a world where I have to come down into a broken world to fix this broken world. Then I'm able to re-engage with everything in a way of chiyus, in a way where I know that I'm profiting every second, where I'm matzliach. Every single day I'm matzliach. I have nekudas tovos. And I have a real relationship with Hashem that's not frightening, and that's not only not frightening, but super safe and super calming to me. So the first piece of advice to get there is through Esek HaTorah. Key, and now he's about to explain how to relate to Esek HaTorah. Ki araisa shema de kutcha brichu, kumoi shetzrichem lukras es echad korin oso b'shmo, ken ki shetzrichem lukras es chaya chayim, kedei lahamshich mimenu chayim varichas yamin. Tzarech lukras oso b'shmo, kiviyachol. U'shmo hu HaTorah. So when we want to really call Hashem, Hashem right now is hidden. That's how He wants the world to be. Oilam, meaning world, is from the same lashon of he'elam, of hiddenness. This is how the world must be. Why? Because there needs to be kelim and midos, and this is where the nuance, the incredible nuance, super nuanced, dak min adak. The dakus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and Rabbeinu really, really comes into play when we start to realize that this is behechrich, an absolute necessity to live in a way of kelim. And kelim are itself tzimtzumim and distancing ourselves from this incredible light of Avodas Hashem and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and creating that healthy distance that works for me so that I can now see Hashem in a way of chiyas and engage in a way of chiyas. So we have to call Hashem because right now He's hidden. Not because necessarily things are terrible. Yeah, we've perpetuated the hiddenness of Hashem through our avonos and through our actions, words, and thoughts that we've deemed meaningless and lacking hashgacha and lacking a chiyusa yisbarach that exists in every single atom in the world. So we've completely blocked him out and we've perpetuated that, but that's l'chatchila, what the world is supposed to be. this is the game plan, is that there has to be hastara. Because Hashem wants us to serve Him. Wants us to be able to be a part of Tikkun HaBriya. To fix the Shvir Sakelim that the world was created in. In a way where I was given these things to fix, because this is how I'm going to give Hashem nachas. This is how I'm going to be mamlich Hashem in the world. Hashem wants to receive from me nachas. This is His greatest rachmanus, that He's not just showering me with or and shefa, and, because then it's not actually possible to exist in this way. I will not exist. I will not be able to enjoy anything properly. Everything will ultimately just kill me and blot me out and make me invisible. I will not be able to enjoy and to relate to Hashem in a healthy way. When I know that I'm a real part of this, almost to say that Hashem needs me. And then when you get even higher to deepen that understanding and clarity that, no, Hashem needs me to fix the world. How? In what way? He needs me to be like my neighbor? He needs me to be like that guy who's successful? No. He needs me in my shlichus. I have a very specific mission to carry out for Hashem, and He needs me in that way. So first and foremost, the way to access this is in a very simple way where the Rebbe calls it Esek HaTorah. Hein mitzad learning, limud HaTorah, which is essential to any person who is who desires to be in Eved Hashem, befrat in the way of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who's constantly giving us Esoros for Limud HaTorah, and also Hein mitzad the pashtus of Kiyum HaTorah, meaning being a very simple Jew, specifically things that seem and are obviously Jewish things, meaning to say, mitzvos, tzitzis, tefillin, davening three times a day, these are all in the gedder of what Rabbeinu calls Esek HaTorah. And Yamim Tovim, Shabbosim, you know, being Shomer Shabbos. And again, of course, now, what's the difference? Okay, so I could just go to like a Litvak and hear the same thing, like, Esek HaTorah is the only way. But here's now Rabbeinu is explaining what, not the, it's just Esek HaTorah. And this end all be all, this is Avodah Hashem, right? No, that's our problem. Is that we've defined Avodah Hashem as something incredibly specific that I can't possibly be Mekayim. But Esek HaTorah, we know Rabbeinu teaches us that Esek HaTorah looks different for every single person. Every single human being has a different ability and a different shlichus when it comes to Esek HaTorah as well. And not just in that way, but in the way of, okay, now that I was Mekayim this piece of advice and I engaged with Torah, I made myself busy for a moment with Torah, whether or not I allowed my mind to descend into a mitzvah that I'm doing and to take time to value that, or a mitzvah that I did in the past and to take time to value that. So whether it's that or sitting down to learn a sefer, or again, allowing your mind to dwell on the fact that I had learned in the past and again trying to find chiyus from that, the whole goal is chiyus. The whole goal is to live in a way where you now have returned to your malchus and you are able to enter into your life, into your space, into your specific makom in a way of chiyus and seeing it as lechatchila, as we're about to read, Rabbeinu calls us a melech. I'm a melech. So Torah is Shema de Kuchibrichu. Kmo shetzrichem likras es echad kornosa b'shmo. Shetzrichem likras es chay chayim. We need to call Hashem. 1,000 times a day we need to call Hashem, because 1,000 times a day we're going to fall. And that's the blueprint. This is plan A. Plan A is that we're going to fall 1,000 times a day. Fall into distance from Hashem. So how do we re-engage, step one, to calling Hashem and to having Hashem turn around and smile at you and say, "Wow, I'm so happy." It's through Eisek HaTorah. It's Shema D'Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're calling out Hashem when we're involved in Torah. So now we see that, okay, a very simple example of tzitzis, something everyone has tried or has thought about trying or is actually being mekayim every second, is something that we can connect with and use as a kli, as a tzimtzum, as a way of engaging with Hashem properly every moment, and being able to say, "Wow, I'm wearing tzitzis. That's incredible." And now you're going to get a little bit of chias. It's not going to fly you to the moon, but it's going to take your mind out of being constantly worried about your failures and worried about, you know, the day-to-day worries and the things that are scary, like, you know, making money and shalom bias and why am I not married, or why am I not getting all of the recognition I thought I'd be getting at this time for my accomplishments. Instead of thinking those ridiculous thoughts, which include, you know, "Oh God, I'm starving, I need to eat something right now," we're now using our brain to enjoy and to just really, really take in the simcha of like, "Oh, I'm wearing tzitzis, Baruch Hashem. That's so good. I'm being Mamluch Hashem. I'm wearing tzitzis. I'm doing my shlichas. I'm important. I'm so important." And that's just being one way. And then the other way, which is again very simple, is open a sefer. So, okay, I don't really know how to learn Gemara Be'in the way I used to. I don't have a shir to go to. Okay, who said that that's Torah? You have now created a dimyon that that's Torah because you allowed your malchus to be trapped by a malik, which we're going to read those words inside later on. But when you are under the malchus of Rabbeinu and you're machneh yourself to the fact that there's a tzaddik yisod olam who has the truest, most updated blueprint of the Rabbeinu shel olam and how the world works and what Hashem truly wants, so it's not the biggest deal. Don't worry. Open up an art scroll or a Mishnayis and read a parak of Mishnayis. Learn an Amud of Gemara. Listen to a shir. Learn Sifrei Tzadikim, Zohar HaKadosh. Learn a sefer in English. If you read Russian, so learn a sefer in Russian. Or if you know Chinese, there's plenty of Sfarim in Chinese. But we have this gift called Torah that wakes us up and gets us back into life. When you learn it in the way of Shema D'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm learning the Torah that Hashem gave me so that I can be alive. And any amount of Torah that I do is such a chias, such a simcha. It's immediately calling Hashem, and Hashem's hearing that call and enjoying my call to Him, which is again the actual engagement with Limud HaTorah, or, you know, mitzvos pshutos, simple mitzvos. And again, like I mentioned earlier, even involving your mind and being ma'asik, your mind, and engaging your mind with things that you did earlier in the day or earlier in the year, that's also part of this piece of advice, which is, okay, I once ate matzos on Pesach. I once fasted on Yom Kippur. I lit Neiros Chanukah just a month ago. These are all things that we did, and mitzvos, and any engagement with Avodas Hashem, Eisek HaTorah, is Netzach Netzachim. Netzach Netzachim. So now we are able to even daven a little bit. We're able to really hear the words of Tefillah, because I know this is how Hashem wants it to be. Tzimtzumim, right? I don't have to flood myself like, "Oh no, I have to every single thing kavana, I can't do it." No. Come to Shachris, try and come on time, put your tefillin on, be happy you put tefillin on, you said a bracha. Every bracha is part of this advice as well. Mea brachas hayomiv, mea brachas every day, to be misameach ourselves, mechay ourselves, because why we're calling, these are things we're using to call Hashem, to get out of this empty space of irrelevance, and just me being this, you know, just this like floating in the wind, whatever comes my way, if a day is going according to my plan, great, if not, I'm dead, and there's nothing for me to do. But now we have this incredible tool. So we call Karim Oso B'Shmo. Karim Oso B'Shmo. U'Shmo HaTorah. Nim Tzashay Deisik HaTorah Karim Oso Richas Yamin. Okay, in Muzar HaMelech Al Eisik HaTorah B'Yoyser Mikol HaOilam. A king is warned about Eisik HaTorah more than the entire world. And that's Rabbeinu is being giving us this Malchus, we're Melech. Each one of us is a Melech. Mach Mashut Sarach Likris Sarichas Yalm Teicha Malchus Kanal. I am a Melech. I am Choshev in the eyes of Hashem Bivadai. And you're going to forget it. You're going to fall. But we have Taryag Eaten. We have Taryag Mitzvahs, pieces of advice about how to recall Hashem. And open up my eyes again. So, I'm sorry, I just got a call in the middle there, so I didn't know how to continue. Just put this on Do Not Disturb. Okay. V'zeh shekosuv parashas ha-melech, v'hoysa imo, the Torah, v'korabo koy mechayov, l'man yarech yomim al mamlachto, to draw arichas yomim into malchus, into his malchus. So that the king could be living with arichas yamim, arichas yamim. Ah, a king has to deal with all of the stuff going on every single day, and it's mivalbel him, which is like us. We have our malchus, we are a melech, and our malchus to handle. We have so many things to deal with every single day. Every single day, I'm not feeling well, I'm weak, ein li koyach. Right? All of this because we have fallen into the trap of Hastara and Hastara Shebetoich Hastara. We have no idea what Hashem wants from us at all. Zero clue. It's all based on a very immature understanding of Avodas Hashem, one that destroys us, absolutely destroys us. We're the immediate Metzias HaChayim, the immediate reality of the life that I'm living right now, is automatically not what it's supposed to be, and the immediate thing that's going on in my life right now is probably not what it's supposed to be. That is not a person who's a melech. That is not a person who's willing to deal with what is going on properly. Because why? That's a melech who's abandoned the Torah, right? Meaning to say, a malchus that's not connected and doesn't believe in Eisek HaTorah. Meaning to say the Eisek HaTorah that is for you. Hashem wants my Shabbos. Hashem wants my Shmira Shabbos. He doesn't want my Rebbe's Shmira Shabbos. He doesn't want my Shmira Shabbos from 10 years ago. He doesn't want my Limud HaTorah from 10 years ago. Rabbeinu's main Eitza in Limud HaTorah is learn a little bit of Torah. Ma Shata Yachol. What you can do. What you are capable of doing. But we don't heed this advice. We just can put on our tefillin, leave the base medrash, throw it in the garbage. Rahman al-Itzlan. But Baruch Hashem, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have a Rebbe who's there waiting for us. He knows our nature. He's waiting there by the garbage. Rabbeinu is going to take it out of the garbage and bring it to the Ribbono Shel Olam and still give Hashem incredible nachas from the tefillin that you decided were not relevant and unworthy because I wasn't bedvekis. I forgot about it 1,000 times, didn't kiss it during Kriya Shema, or I forgot and went back, forgot again, went back. But the goal is for us to be chai from these things. To have chias and seichel for our brains to get out of the bilbulim and the demionos, the incredible pressure that we put on ourselves that causes us to just like get spoiled out from this whole thing and just be super negative about everything. V'karabo l'man yarach yama mamlachta v'zev v'karabo kol yamechaya v'karabo daikam. Like we mentioned, calling chayim chias. Is that yemei chayav? Yemei chayav daika. Kishem mekablen asachias tzarich lekablen b'mida. Ki beloy mida v'tzimtzum. I efshar lekabel asachias me'Hashem yizbarach machmas ribayar. Ki ribay Hashem en goyrim ki boyaner. Al kein tzarich lekabel achias b'mida. Right? Like anyone who gets into chassidus and mamorim and avoides, all of a sudden, they're just sitting there at the Shabbos table or the Pesach Seder, and they're just burning with lachatz. Burning with lachatz. There's no yishvadas. They burned up the whole Seder. There's no Seder going on anymore, Bechlal. He's thinking about whatever he's thinking about and ending up beating himself up. And everything that he's learning in Chassidus or Avodas Hashem or even Halacha, he just flips it into another thing that he's doing improperly or can't do because it's not for me, or I'm doing it improperly, or it's for people who are really like tzaddikim and like, whoa, there's like a moradika tzaddikim. And that's the riba or that's goyrim kiboy Hashem. Sorry, riboy Hashem, and that's goyrim kiboy haner, ner ha-seichel. Person just doesn't have any seichel. He's not willing to allow his mind to dwell on simple things in Avodas Hashem. Or simple things that are nogeya, even nogeya, a little bit to Avodas Hashem. Even a person who is just exists in a Jewish home that's founded on Taras Mishpacha, where there are Jewish children running around, that is an insane reason to be besimcha, to have chiyus. But what? It's just not working out for me. I need this gewaldige thing. I need my home to be one where like just a full chias and gewaldigkeit and amazing. No, as it is, as it looks. And then sit down at your table, open a Mishnayos, learn a Mishnah, and then know what you just did. Know what you did. You called from the shurish of chias, from the bonus shalom, and now he exists in your home. Hashem is there. You are able to now be like, Hashem, I learned the Mishnah. It's amazing. Incredible. And that's being mekabel chiyus b'mida. V'zoichem adeisek ha-toyer. Ki ha-toyer yishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Hashem hu ha-kli shel ha-davar. Sheb'Hashem hazeh nigbal ha-chiyus shel ha-davar hazeh. Shem is a kli, a vessel that is magbil and magdir and contains the chias of that thing. K'moshe kosef, nefesh chaya hu shmoy. Right? The chias is the name of the thing. The chias is contained in the name. Shebashem nigbal ha-nefesh v'chias shel kol dover. Al-kin k'shekor nesa adam b'shmo, and that's why when you call someone by their name, Yankala, hu mezuman teichef etzlo, machmash b'shem nigbal kol ha-nefesh. Nefesh chaya, v'achiyos shelo, kol nefesh v'achiyos shelo. So again, when we engage with Torah and the way Rabbeinu is telling us to engage with Torah, what's called Torah lishma. Torah lishma. Then we are calling Hashem in a way that he's mezuman tekef etzlo. You are now close to Hashem. And before this, what happened is that you were in Ribay Ar. Know that. The more you know that, and the more you are willing to admit that, the quicker you accept that it's your fault. No one can do anything to you. You are the one who just refuses to accept that Hashem is manning your life, bidiyuk as it should be, bidiyuk, and now every single time that you're not getting enough recognition, and that this guy said this to me, and this person said this to me, you're just sour and just bitter and stale and salty as can be. So instead of that, be mizbatel tashem, which is malchus. I'm mizbatel tashem, and now I'm going to be mekayim the advice of Rabbeinu, tells me the way to call Hashem is Esek HaTorah. Esek HaTorah. Ah, yes, I learned 5 minutes of Torah this morning. So what that I the whole day was by the zoo and then I had to come home and go to a family barbecue. So what, you didn't do any mitzvahs? You didn't buy an ice cream at the zoo? Of course you did. Either you snuck off if you're on a diet so that your wife wouldn't see you, or you all got snacks and you were deciding for 20 minutes between the pretzel and the cheese curls, but you made a bracha, sof kol sof. So at the end of the day, don't make this psychotic conclusion that, today, what was today? Today was nothing, shtuyot, empty, absolutely empty. And then you just go ahead and bury myself, bury the day. Don't bury the day. Do a true emes tikach cheshbon nefesh, not the one of a guy, but of a Jew. A Jew who's connected to Torah, who's makabel the Torah, is esek haTorah, who knows that every single mitzvah is $1 trillion. Is a package that Hashem sent you, and instead of saying return to sender because it's not gishmak, being like, wow, this is amazing. Hashem sent me this wonderful package called tefillin, called tzitzis. That's just going to lighten my life up properly in a way that's not going to be mechabeh and extinguish my entire existence. So that's Torah. Shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is midos and tzimtzumim. Torah is letters, right? And words. Psukim, parshios, sdorim, sidra Torah, right? Shem bechinas mida, shabem nigbal achias b'mida. We're going to understand the pnimius of this eitzah as we go on further, but. In the most simple way, even if you learn an os of Torah, Rabbeinu is saying, that's a midah. That's where chiyus is nigbal. Every os of Torah, the tzaddikim were mechai themselves in every os of Torah because they knew that Hashem wants tzimtzumim. He doesn't want the opposite of tzimtzumim. He hates ribayar. He wants you to be mechai yourself in every os of Torah. Like the Maisa with Rav Nosson, where he said, you know, where the Rebbe came to him and saw that he was belachatz. So the Rebbe said to him, a bissel is euch gut. A little bit of Torah is also good. So Rav Nosson said, okay. He was mekabel, he was misbatel to the Eitzah of Rabbeinu. He knew Rabbeinu is the one with the most updated blueprint of the world, right? with the most current version of ChatGPT and the most understanding of the coding of the world and what Hashem truly, deeply wants. So he said, okay, great, wonderful. So Rav Nosson said, okay, I'll learn a little bit of Torah. It's also good. It's good in the eyes of Hashem. And Rav Nosson learned a little bit of Torah, and he was mechai himself. And he's like, wow, that was tasty. That was really mechai me. I would love some more chias. So he learned a little bit more Torah, and a little bit more Torah, and a little bit more Torah. And that's the way that we have to relate to Esek HaTorah. In a way of tzimtzumim and midas. Name it. Name what you're doing. If you can't name it, then that means it's going to swallow you whole and extinguish your life. A person who's in koilel can't. He has such trouble naming what he's doing because, oh, I'm just in koilel. I'm in koilel. I'm 18-hour days learning Torah. But he doesn't understand to be magbil chiyas pemida. The same thing with a person who's working, right? Don't just go to work. No. Be mechai yourself. I'm working to support my family. And I'm not a guy, so it's masumat be'emuna. It's a humongous mitzvah. It's a huge mitzvah. To work l'shem shemayim, chay shem mishpat, paying on time. Every halacha is more chiyas. Right, Right, like it says, karbal kol yom mechayev. Yomim are midas. Right, like we were talking about earlier, arichas yomim. Okay, so how do I now extend my midas so that they don't suffocate me and put out the fire of my seichel? I do not want to be suffocated by the light. I want to live in my midas in a way where they're wide, where there's archava and arichas yamim, arichas amidas. Because midas are yamim. V'zeshekasuvu midas yamai mahi. Just going to read a little bit more and we'll stop. Umidas yamai mahi. Umidas yamai means that yamim are midas. Hanisha Torah shubachinas ma. Kimashekasuv ma ha edus vachukim vamish batim. Torah, which is bachinas ma. Kimashekasuv ma ha edus vachukim mishpatim. The edus chukim mishpatim. Mishpate Torah, chukia Torah, edus a Torah, or all bachinas ma, which is Torah. He begins midas vayamim, meaning to say umidas yamai mahi, which is in the kavanas in the Ari HaKadosh explains the kavanas of liman Torah lishma on this pasuk, where a person is immediately exhausted by the, this is from the Ari HaKadosh, person is immediately exhausted when considering the task of liman Torah and what that means, and that's an essential part of learning Torah Lishma, is going through that process and working through it and realizing that, okay, yes, I'm wrong. I'm in Ribay Or. I have to work through this and really get to a place where Torah is a Sama Chaim, not a Sama Moves, like the Chazal say. V'zocha, Torah is a Sama Chaim. V'lo zocha, it's a Sama Moves. I want to engage with Torah in a way of Sama Chaim, where every single Mishnah I learn is Chiyus Otzum. Chiyus Otzum, and not listening to this sheker, the sheker of having to constantly gather my merits and become this person who's like rich with accolades and showing off, and I did this and I learned this and I did that. That's a pigam. That's the biggest bilbul hadas, and it's so hard to. It's so hard to say and so hard to admit and it's so hard to get through because it looks so nice for the people that quote unquote made it and quote unquote received the honor and glory of having made it. Besides, it's a mitzvah, it's gewaldik, it's Torah, it's Teire. And our goal, first and foremost, Eisek HaTorah, knowing that Rabbeinu wants me to engage in Torah in the way of Umidas Yomai Mai. The way of tzimtzumim and recognizing this is what I can do and I'm capable of doing. And the second I want to do something I can't, it's just going to destroy the entire thing. I'm not going to learn anything. So until next time, you should be able to say to Hashem, really open up the dialogue. Hashem, I want Eisek HaTorah. I want to stop using Torah as a murder weapon. It was Yankala in the study with a Sefer Torah. I want to annihilate that concept altogether and see the Torah for what it is. To receive the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Tzaddikim, in a way that's really being mechaya my malchus and being able to tell Hashem, this is what I can do, this is what I can't do. I know you want my Torah. And for those that are a little bit more enthusiastic, to sit a chatzos and to cry about Srefas HaTorah, which is one of the components of Tikkun Chatzos, which is essentially us having, using Torah to be Soref ourselves and to burn ourselves with Ribor, an uncontainable fire that burns us, because again of our perspective on what Torah is, and sitting there and being able to say Hashem, Nidfakti, I was totally messed up. It's a Hebrew word, not an English word, so don't be concerned. I totally, totally saw this the wrong way. I'm admitting defeat to the tzaddik. I'm admitting defeat to you, and I want to. I want to live. I really want to live. YOLO. I remember I once learned the Shir Mantor Yud Beis from Rav Kivak, and it's a lot about this Nekuda Torah Lishma. At the time, any moment I had for Limud HaTorah, I was able to use it because I saw Torah for what the way I'm explaining it now. So I remember telling Rav Kivak, like, wow, this Torah Yud Beis is amazing. It's really giving me, life and letting me, have this like secret code of limud Torah, pashit, just mechaya myself. And he's like, yeah, he's like, YOLO. I'm like, all right, yeah. He's like, yeah, YOLO, you got to live once. We only live once in life, Torah's life. But again, when we're doing it with the Rebbe and we're doing it properly. So, okay, till next time, l'chaim, tov, l'shalom.